And all of us will run into different kinds of trouble, and we need to know where to go. The verse for the week comes from the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 7. When's the last time you read the book of Nahum? Probably a while ago, I imagine. And this is what the verse says. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him. So in Nahum, we come to this interesting little passage that's in the midst of this book that really is talking about something totally different than God's protection. Nahum is one of the minor prophets. Now, he's not minor in the sense that he doesn't count. He's minor in the sense he's short. He's only got three chapters. And so it's minor in that sense of being one of the short prophets. His name means comfort, which is kind of interesting when you consider what the book's about. And his name carried over forth even into the New Testament. Because the name of the city, Capernaum, have you ever heard of Capernaum, where Jesus was? Capernaum? That city is the Hebrew name, Kalaf Nahum, or the city of Nahum. So anytime you read that, you're reading about this Old Testament guy that's there, and so it was named for him. And so you have this concept of the Old Testament of this book. Now, he is a sequel to Jonah. We have a lot of sequels that come out in movies today and where they're followed by, you know. And this is the follow-up to the book of Jonah. Remember, Jonah is sent by God to Nineveh, where he preaches repentance. That's the capital of Assyria. And then after he goes, they repent. God doesn't bring judgment. This is over 100 years later. And now Nahum is prophesying about the nation of Assyria. And he's prophesying its judgment. God's going to judge it horribly because of its wickedness, its harshness upon people. Now, Assyria moved as an empire from its just little area that was in, here's Nineveh where Jonah went, to encompass this entire area, including the land of Israel, as it's moving through its march to aggrandize its borders and its empire. And God's coming against them. They thought they were really something, and God comes against them very strongly in the book of Nahum. But in the book of Nahum, in verse 7, there is this neat little thing that God does when He shows Himself. If you turn your Bibles to Nahum, because it's probably been a while since you read there, let me give you the tone of what Nahum is like. Now, where is Nahum? Well, you go into the prophet area, and you go to Jonah, and then you go to Micah, and then you go to Nahum. So if you find Jonah when you're flipping through, you're only a short ways away from the book of Nahum. And it's right after the book of Micah. In Nahum chapter 1, I want to read to you a couple of verses so that you can grab a hold of the thrust of the book. The burden against Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum, the Echoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries. He reserves His wrath for His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not acquit the wicked one. The Lord has His way in the whirlwind and the storm. The clouds are the dust of His feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The flower of Lebanon wilts. The mountains quake before Him. Hills melt. The earth heaves at His presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before His indignation? Who can endure the fierceness of His anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and rocks are thrown down by Him. It doesn't sound like just something you're going to read before you go to bed and go, it wasn't that pleasant, except when you remember it's against God's enemies. God's going to do this to His enemies. And then you have verse 7 that says this, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who trust in Him. It's really what a contrast that's there, because it talks about God's nature towards His people. This is what God's going to do towards His enemies. This is what God does towards His people. It starts off by saying the Lord. And whenever the word the Lord's used, you've got to remember that word Lord, whenever you see it, Usually it's in the capital letters in your Bible. It means the name Jehovah or Yahweh. It's that name that tells us about the God who makes covenants with people. The God who cares and wants to have relationships with us. This is the God he's talking about. And in Psalm 103, does anybody know how Psalm 103 starts out? Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And you know what He does? Provides for us. He heals us. He takes care. He's always that way. He's good to us. He provides for our lives. Well, He's a stronghold. He's good. We know that when we're little kids, right? You say that little prayer, God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. We forget that many times when we become adults. God's both good and great. We need to remember that. But He's a stronghold. The word stronghold means a place to run to for refuge. That means you're hiding from stuff that's coming down, hitting you, difficulties. It's a place of protection, so nothing can hurt you in the stronghold. A place of safety, where you don't have to walk around fearful. You walk around without fear. And God's that for us. He's a stronghold. Now, there's a great story about this happening with Assyria. In fact, there's a day when, this is going to be years later, when a king named Hezekiah is on the throne. And in Isaiah chapter 36, we read about this, 36 or 37, we read about this incident. It says this in chapter 36, verse 1 of Isaiah's book. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. And then in verse 18, he speaks to Hezekiah through a servant, and he says, beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Has any of the gods of the nations delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria? And you know what the answer was? No. So he's saying, don't trust God. You can't trust God. None of the other gods of the other nations help them. You can't trust God. And so, in Isaiah, King Hezekiah gets this, and it says, and so it was when King Hezekiah heard that he tore his clothes. See, in their day, they just didn't go, oh my goodness. They liked to show outward expression of stuff. And what they would do is they'd rip their clothes, showing that that's what they were feeling on the inside, ripped apart. So he tore his clothes, and he covered himself with sackcloth. That's old stuff like a burlap sack. It just felt coarse and rough and harsh, and you didn't like wearing it. But he put that on and went into the house of the Lord. And when he went to the house of the Lord, he goes and he contacts Isaiah, the one who's writing this book. And thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy. For the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. You know what he's saying? It's like a lady who's in labor and she's at the point of having a child, but she can't push because she doesn't have any power. She's wiped out. And he said, that's the way we are. We got an inevitable thing taking place, and we don't have any power to stand against it. What are we going to do? Well, it's neat that he goes to the right place. He goes to God, and God through Isaiah says this. Thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. And you know what happened? That's some of the reason that people who don't believe in prophecy in the Bible don't believe that Isaiah wrote this, because it really took place. We know from ancient history, not from the Bible, that that's what took place. They left. And then the king was eventually slain in his own land, killed there. Well, that's the situation where they trusted God. And you know what? I don't know what your situation is. It's going to be different than that. But God still has enemies. Satan and his hordes are enemies of yours and mine. And he comes against us regularly to try and destroy us, to get us off course, to keep us from walking the way that God wants us to walk and accomplishing the things that God wants us to accomplish. You need to remember, the Lord's good. Doesn't matter what you run into, the Lord's good. He's a stronghold. We can run to Him in the day of trouble. And the verse continues and says, and He knows those who trust in Him. He knows us. Do you understand that? He knows us. I had to go to the doctor's office this week just for some blood work. They were taking some blood work, and as they did, I was in getting the blood drawn, and the doctor walks in. Now, I'm his patient. I've been his patient for a year, but I've only seen him like maybe 4 or 5 times. And he walks in, and he says, "Oh, hi, Daryl," and then walks out. You know what? He knows my name. I was really shocked. I mean, he's got hundreds of patients, and he knows me. That's amazing. Maybe he's got a really good memory and knows all of his patients. But it was really neat that he would come in without any prompting. He just said, "Hello, Daryl." Well, you know, God knows our name. You might feel like you're just one among billions, but God knows you. Jesus spoke this way. He said that He's the shepherd and we're His sheep. And in John chapter 10, you know what the Lord says? He knows His sheep and He calls them by name. He knows you. In John 15, as He's getting ready to leave, He says to those disciples who are followers of His that you're no longer servants, you're friends. I want to treat you as a friend. Not acquaintances. Friends. Where you really know each other. And in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 2, there's this great place where it says, He's not ashamed to be called to call us His brethren, members of His family. He knows us, folks. He knows us. We're His. And therefore, we can trust Him because He knows us. And we can run to Him because He knows us. The Lord's good. A strong refuge when trouble comes, says the New Living Translation. He is close to those who trust Him. There's safety because of these three things about God's nature. Say that one. God is good. Isn't it neat that God's good? Wouldn't it be terrible if God weren't good? He's good. Satan's never good. God is good. God is a what? Place of safety. And God is one who wants you to do what? Come to Him. Yesterday, my family and I went out, all my children and grandchildren, went out to just a place where we were alone by ourselves. It was really neat. It was outdoors. We were sitting at a lake in a shelter, and nobody else was really around us at all. We saw very few people the entire time we were there. And it was a lot of fun, except, you know, when you're outside, you run into the critters of the outside, right? And so one of my grandchildren got bit by an ant that was biting. And so they started crying because an ant bit them on their foot. And then another of my grandchildren started crying because they got stung by something. And that hurts when you get stung, right? And you know what they did? They went right to somebody who would help them. They didn't stay off and just cry and be upset. They ran right to a parent to get help. And then a grandma had brought along some special stuff that you put on stings and stuff that took away the pain immediately. And so, you know, they knew where to go for help. Because those family members had the stuff it takes to take care of the problems that they had in their life. Folks, when you're meeting time of trouble, you know where you need to go. You need to go to the Lord. You need to run to Him. We run to other places first because that's what our world says to do. We need to run to God first. Why? Well, say the verse with me. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him. So go to Him. He's the one who can help us. Let's pray. Thanks, Lord, for Your goodnesses to us, for the blessing of just knowing You. You've proven Yourself over and over again in the Scriptures and in our lives to be good and to be a refuge, a shelter, a place where we can run to whenever we're hurt, whenever we have troubles. Thank You, Lord, that You know us. We're family to You. And You receive us to take care of our hurts, to take care of our needs. We love You, Lord. Thank You for the way You love us. Amen.